Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones, and I am an author, teacher, speaker, seminar leader of the Silver Method, the Prime Directive, and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive, and I want to show you that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you want. When we're on air, please feel free to call in at 347-838-8437 to join into the conversation. When we're not, send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Thank you for being here today, and let's go on with our program.
You know, sometimes as I listen to that recording, I go, boy, you were really talking slow when you did that. So I think I'm going to have to fix that. So I don't think about that each time I listen. Good morning, hi, or good evening if you're listening in the evening. This is another wonderful, glorious day. And I'm telling you, Texas is getting, well, at least the Dallas-Fort Worth area is having a heat wave. So I'm sorry for my friends up north where it's cold, but I think today it's supposed to be 70 degrees. This is unusual. Trust me, this is unusual, but I'm going to love it. I'm going to go out and take a walk today because I've been needing to do that. I am working to consciously create a new habit, and that's basically our conversation today is about forming habits and character building. And what is it that we really need to do in order to form a new habit? And when we do form those habits, or we're, you know, whether we just fall into the habit or whether we consciously create the habit, what does that mean? Does that really show your character? Which is very important. What is your character? And you know, the definition being, you know, what kind of person are you? What type of decisions do you have to make? So that's our conversation today. I want to give a shout out to all my listeners across the world. I really appreciate you. Without you, I'm talking to the air, right? And to my PositivePower21.org family, I love you too. It's wonderful. And what I'd love for you to do is share my program with others. Let them come and take a listen. If they like it, I want them to be faithful listeners. So please share Commanding Your Life. And if you're listening to me on Positive Power 21, let them know. If you're listening on other locations, I would love it. I am available on iTunes to be downloaded, and right now that is free to download my shows. And I think there's a good 2 years worth of shows you can listen to. Hi, and you'll notice if you go back a ways, I have changed. I have grown. I've listened back and go, that was you. Yes, that was me. And always, I am looking to grow you. I am looking to enlighten you. I'm looking to enlighten myself. So as I'm learning things and sharing with you, I would like you to grow with me. So this is the part of the show where I say, let's go into meditation. Let us take a deep breath in And if you're driving, don't close your eyes. You can listen and you can take the deep breaths with us in and out and in and out. I'd like to recognize that there is a power and a presence in the universe that has always been and always will be. That power and presence has created everything out of itself, and everything contains it. This power and presence leads us and guides us and directs us when we ask. This power and presence guide and our director in the things that we do in life. The power and presence that is so amazing and has given us so many tools that we don't use. When I say thank you for giving us this amazing power of thought and imagination and creation. I want to say thank you for all the things that have come in my life and has come into others that is for our highest and best good. I ask that as we think today and this week, that we think of positive things, things that we truly desire, not out of greed, not out of feeling less than, but things that you put on our heart that we desire. Help us to grow and help us to become proud. And not proud in a haughty way, but proud to be called children of God. We want to build great character, strong characters, and we want to form habits that are for our highest and best good and for those who are around us. I want to thank you for this life, this day. Take a deep breath in. Amen. You may say additional thank yous. And so it is. All right. Good morning. So today we are talking about forming habits. Do we have the power to dictate the type of habits we form, or do we just let them happen unconsciously? Well, most of the time the habits we form are unconscious. Other times we are in struggle mode, like me going for my walk this morning, getting and creating a new exercise program that I've been creating for a while now. All right, so noticing that my pep in my step isn't quite like it used to be. And so I know that I'm out of shape. I need to get back into shape. I can't lift just about as much as I used to. You know, 40-pound bag was easy. 50-pound bag was easy. 40-pound bag now? Well, I have to put in a little effort. Well, I know that's from lack of using my muscles and my body in a regular way. You know, I think about construction people who, you know, they have muscles and they're in shape, most of them, all right, because they're out and they're picking up things and they're walking and they're doing. And I know that when I am on my 3-mile-a-day regimen, I stay slim and trim. I just have to get back to it. And then we go away from it. We find any excuse not to do it. So do we have the power? Yes, we have the power. And so I'm talking from Ralph Waldo Trine, okay? And he said that there was a natural, simple, and scientific method that we should all know. And this is in his article, Character Building Thought Power. And he wrote it in 1900. You know, I love to read from the old thought masters because the more I read for them, the more I go, things haven't changed. The way they speak may be a little different and sometimes a little difficult to read, but the thought is the same. We do the same things. And so I'm going to quote for him quite a bit today as to what this is. But he does say, there's a simple, natural, and thoroughly scientific method that all should know. It's old. It's where we can break viable habits and we can create new ones. And he says new desirable heaven-lifting habits can be acquired. He says a method whereby life in part or in its totality can be changed, provided one is sufficiently in earnest to know, okay, and knowing it to apply the law. So I was reading this, and I'm just like, okay, what is it? Because I want to know the secret. Well, of course, we're always looking for the easy way. We're always looking for that magic bullet, right? That magic pill that, you know, that's why the diet industry is so huge with this pill and that pill and this drink and that drink and this tea and you know, it's just everywhere. And in reality, just as he said, we do have to do the work. But the key that I know, and as I read it, was like, yeah, of course. And yet I was somewhat disappointed. And okay, so this isn't a magic pill. This isn't, you know, for some people. But it is scientific, and it's just what I've said. It's the way you think. Thought is the force that drives us all. And he says, well, what does he mean by this? And he says, your every act, your conscious act. Remember I talk about we need to be consciously creating our lives, preceded by thought. Let me read that again. Your every act, every conscious act, is preceded by a thought. We've heard the statement, if I think I can, I can. If I think I can't, yep, you can't. Or the little engine that could, right? I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, as he's chugging, pulling this load up the hill. And that's the way we need to begin to think about anything in our life. We need to think I can, I think I can. You know, that brings me to a thing that happened in my corporate life where I was given an assignment. And I did it. I got it done. I got it done in less time than I was given. And during evaluation, the manager had the nerve to tell me, I didn't think you could get it done. It was like, what? You know, why do you give me something if you don't think I could get it done? And the only thing I thought is they wanted me to fail for some reason, and I didn't do that. But I never had a doubt that I couldn't get it done. That didn't enter my mind. Even if I said, how do I do this? What should I do? You know, and in that case, I asked myself that question. You know, I put it out there, and I didn't know anything about asking and receiving, and I didn't know this stuff. But I really did. I was there, and I contemplated, and I said, how do I get this done? And the answer came to me. And it did, mainly it was to bring my team members together in one room, ask the question, and get it done. And we got it done in an afternoon. So if you think you can, you can. Your every act, every conscious act is preceded by a thought. If that thought is negative, guess what? You don't do it, or you can't realize that. So he says your dominating thoughts determine your dominating actions. The acts repeated crystallize themselves into the habit. Let me say that again. The acts repeated crystallize themselves into habit. Now, I recently was reading, you know, we hear a lot, it takes 21 days to form a habit or 14 days to form a habit. I realized a long time ago and thought to myself, is where'd that number come from? How do you know it takes 14 days? So somebody goes and says, okay, I'm going to do this for 14 days, and then I'll do it all the time, right? It will be a habit then. And then they do 14 days, and then day 15, they don't do it. Is it a habit? No. Day 16, they say, okay, well, I'm going to go do that. Day 17, 18, 19, they don't do it anymore. That's not, is it a habit? Day 22, they do it. So let's say my walking my 3 miles a day, and I do it. And day 23, I do it. Day 24, I do it. Day 25, I don't. Is it a habit? Well, it's not a daily habit, but I'm going out there and doing the walking. We've used the term, they habitually do such and such. You know, they habitually say they're going to do things and then they don't. They habitually, you've used the term before. So it doesn't mean they have to do it every day, but it's consistent and they do it on a regular basis, right? The habit of smoking, the habit of being late, right? Or the habit of being early, you know? Because if you're early, you're on time, right? You've heard that phrase before. So whatever you do, whatever you have your acts, he says, you must look well into the character of the thought you entertain. Whatever act you would not do, habit you would not acquire, you must look well to it, that you do not entertain the type that will give birth to this act. You know, I told you the 1900 formalizing of sentences is a little different from us today. So let me read that again. Whatever act you would not do, this habit you would not acquire, you must look well to it that you do not entertain the type of thought that will give birth to this act, this habit. You know, like smoking or like being late. You know, you think of a habit that you don't like or you don't like in someone else. And the habit of telling bad jokes, right? Or telling the same joke over and over and over again, yes? All right. So he says, it is a simple psychological law that any type of thought, if entertained for a sufficient length of time, will, by and by, reach the motor tracts of the brain and finally birth forth in action. Hey, wait a minute. Any type of thought, if entertained for a sufficient length of time. So let's talk about affirmations. You know, those things that you say every day, right? One that I do and I recommend you do, is that every day, in every way, I am better, better, and better. Okay, let me say that one again. Every day, in every way, I am better and better. That particular statement was created by Emily Couvet, who in the early 1900s, 1920s through about 1950s, in his practice, used that with all of his patients. And those patients were to say that 20 times in the morning, 20 times at noon, 20 times in the evening, and any time they thought about it, every day, in every way, I am better, better, and better. And with that statement, and of course with his medical practice, he cured a lot of people. So if you want to look up Emily, Emil, I call him Emily, but it's E-M-I-L-E, Couvet, C-O-U-V-E is how I believe the last name is spelled, and you can find his books. They're out there on Amazon. And he was called the father of autosuggestion. And basically, when you're saying affirmations over and over, that is a form of autosuggestion. So you do that over and over, and eventually it will burst into action. So eventually, if I keep thinking about exercising, if I don't go into action, though, it'll never happen. I can just keep thinking about it. It's like people, you know, sitting on the couch saying, I'm going to do this, or, oh, honey, I'm going to fix that screen door. And 2 years later, the screen door is still waiting to be fixed, right? So you've got to put some action behind this, right? But the thought has to come first. My thought of going out and taking a walk in this 70-degree weather is a thought. Now, he goes on to say, on the other hand, the greatest powers are grown and the most godlike characteristics are engendered. The most heroic acts are performed in the same way. Always the parent to an act. Let me repeat that. A thought is always the parent to an act. And I talk about the idea that you got a thought, and that thought coupled with emotion, right? So my true desire, my emotional desire to lose 10 pounds, I mean, serious, really there wanting to lose 10 pounds. And I tell people when they want to lose weight and they're working with me is the idea that even if you have 100 pounds to lose, we begin with 10 pounds. Let's go for 10 pounds. And then another 10, and then another 10. Because looking at I have to lose 100 pounds is like, oh, that's such a long way to go. And some people I even say, let's lose 5 pounds, and let's get the 5 pounds off, and then the next 5 pounds off. So in increments, and if you think and the thought is generated in that way and you really feel it, so the thought plus emotion equals belief. Let me say that again. Thought plus emotion equals belief. I have the thought that I want to lose 10 pounds. Emotionally, I feel that it can be done and done easily. You know, all I have to do is do it, but I really desire to lose that 10 pounds because there's that dress over in the cupboard that I want to get into. All right. Equals my belief that whether I can do it or not. Right. Also, so that equals belief. So belief plus action equals manifestation. So belief plus action equals manifestation. So your thought is always the parent to the act. We have absolute control. Our mind is the master of our fate. This is no different than I talk about each day and each week. Is the idea that your thought leads to your actions. So continually doing something will lead to a habit. So Mr. Tryon goes on to say, let us refer to that law of the mind, which is the same as is the law in connection with the reflex nerve system of the body. The law which says that whenever one does a certain thing in a certain way, it is easier to do the same thing in the same way the next time, and still easier the next, and the next, and the next, until it comes to pass that no effort is required, no effort worth speaking of. But on the contrary, to do the opposite would require effort. The mind carries with it the power that penetrates or perpetrates its own type of thought. The same as the body carries with it the reflex nerve system, the power which perpetrates and makes continually easier its own particular acts. So the more I go walking, my body starts to build up. My stamina begins to build up. My legs get stronger. My core of my body gets stronger each and every time. If I'm going on the golf course and I am practicing, I don't like to do the driving range because to me that's like, okay, I'm just hitting the ball and seeing how far I can go. And yes, yeah, I'm looking at the way I stand and how I hold the club and whether I'm hitting the ball straight. I do pay attention to that if I'm hitting the ball straight. However, it is so much better to go out on the golf course and play nine holes on the golf course because now I'm in a real situation. I can see whether I'm hitting straight down the fairway or whether I'm going off into the rough. I'm doing this thing, and each time I do it, I get better and better because I'm concentrating on it and the number of strokes it takes me to get to the hole and put that little white ball into the cup gets shorter and shorter. So one thought dictates what we can do and whether we can become great or not. Now, in his book, and it's a short book. It's only 18 pages in a PDF that I got. He talks about the habit of a young man going out with friends, and those friends suggest they go out drinking. And the young man goes out, and he feels like he shouldn't go. And then what happens is he starts going out drinking more and more often, and the next thing you know, he becomes a drunk. We've heard this as trying drugs just to see what it feels like. And then you like it so much, you try it again and again and again, and next thing you know, that person is a drug addict. So be careful of your thoughts and use your thoughts to become to come into that habit-forming arena. Look and see about how you want to do things and then put one foot in front of the other and continue to do it over and over again. And if you want to break a habit, put it into your mind not to do it anymore and don't. Train your mind to say no to that habit. If you want to quit smoking, just stop smoking. And I'm going to tell all of you out there, I was a former smoker years and years ago, and I stopped cold turkey. So I know what it feels like. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope what I've shared with you helps you as you move forward in your life and as you believe, let it be done to you.
For being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice monthly Commanding Your Life telephone.
discussing.
For more information on the teleconference, go to Meetup in. Matthew 9:29 says,